Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Kristen and Justin Deese are here with me today. Kristen and Justin are very interesting people. They've owned multiple companies together in and out of our industry. They've been married to each other for 20 plus years. They have kids. And they currently own and operate Paradise Home Services in Florida. Together, they wrote this wonderful book. It's called When Your Business Partner is Your Spouse. And they do some coaching around that as well. So Kristen and Justin Deese, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's awesome to be on here.
You guys have done a variety of things. How did you end up in our industry?
All right, so I'll give the Cliff Note version. We owned a restaurant. I don't know, I was 22, 23, somewhere in that range. You were 21. So we owned a restaurant and we sold it. And when we sold it, we were here in Florida and we were moving back to Atlanta. And I knew that I wanted to be around customers, but I didn't want to be in the restaurant business. So it was kind of one of those things we were trying to figure out the best way to scratch both itches.
What are we going to do when we grow up kind of thing?
Right, which I still do that now. That's fine. So I ended up working for a company selling outdoor kitchens and designing them. And then that turned into realizing that there wasn't anybody to really install the grills. That turned into no one to service them and then clean them. And it was kind of like this evolution. And then next thing you know, we were in the appliance installation business. We had 8 locations. We were all over the Southeast. Once we got to where, well, we got to complete burnout with that business, but we decided that we wanted to move back to Florida and raise our family here. And part of that when we got here is figuring out what do we want to do next? Well, the trick with the business that we were in was we didn't control our pricing. We didn't, I don't want to say control our customers, but the customers weren't ours. They were the end users. They were the retailers. And so we wanted to do something around customers, around customer service, helping people without and to be our customers. So we decided that in our market, there was very few plumbers. And that seemed pretty cool. We could go get our own customers. We could control our pricing, and that's kind of how we ended up originally in the plumbing side of the business.
Mm-hmm. It kind of was a natural evolution from the history of appliance installation because we were dealing a lot with dishwashers and washing machines and things that there were so many times that a plumber had to be called to replace a shutoff because we were not licensed or qualified to do it. And so it just kind of seemed like a natural progression to the next step in growing and learning and whatever was learning how to do plumbing. And so that carried us through several years of experiences and growth and all kinds of amazing things. And then we ended up selling that and really stepped into coaching and helping a lot of other business owners who are struggling through the same things we struggled through.
And then at some point you guys started Paradise Home Services. Is that right?
We did. So what's interesting is when we sold the other plumbing company that we owned, we sort of made a list of if we were to do this again, which by the way, we said we wouldn't do it again.
Yes. Yes. I said, I am never doing this again.
but so we made a list of 6 people. We said, you know what, if we ever did this again out of the 30 employees that we had, these are the 6 superstars that we would, if we were going to do it again, we'd want these people on our team. So we owned a building and we still owned a restoration. We bought a restoration company. It's been however many years now, but we owned the restoration company. We owned a building and we started renting space to another plumbing company who happened to be our service manager for the other plumbing
company. We owned the plumbing company back in the day.
And so I don't know. We just kind of started having conversations around, you know, what if we were to do this? And what if we launched Paradise Home Services and we had plumbing and HVAC and eventually electrical. And so that's kind of how it started. And then out of the 6 people that we put on our list to have back on the team, we have all 6.
Yeah, we have them all.
Way to go. That's really cool. And Paradise Home Services does a lot more than plumbing, right? You guys do HVAC also and water damage, mold remediation, et cetera.
We do. Actually, we purchased a HVAC company in September of last year, which originally when we launched Paradise Home Services, our goal was to have HVAC added by 2021, the end of the year. So we made it by 3 months.
Yeah. Well, you know, what was interesting about starting over is just like you do anything, if you do it again and you have the opportunity to do it again, you go at it with a totally different approach in that I know the things that I'm not going to do this time.
Right.
And I know the things that I want to do this time. And so when we created Paradise Home Services with our business partners, we were able to sit down and have open conversations mm-hmm. about what we all wanted out of the business and how fast and what we wanted to grow to. And even like how long, like if this is not an indefinite thing. So it was really cool to be able to have those conversations at the beginning, not when you're in the middle of it, up to your eyeballs,
right.
completely overwhelmed, trying to just figure out how to make it work.
Having the previous business in the same industry gives you a great perspective on what you want to do the next time, right?
Right.
Yes.
Makes sense. This book, I want to talk about your business partner is your spouse, how to have a successful business and a happy marriage. We know a number of people that have one or the other, but not both.
Right.
I read it. I got a lot of good information from it. I enjoyed it a whole bunch. I've recommended it to a bunch of people. It certainly has a lot of applicability in our industry. There are so many people that are husband and wife or families that are running businesses. So what led you guys to write this book?
We started to recognize several years ago that there seemed to be a trend in our industry where you'd have a really good technician who worked for another company, and he eventually would decide that he wanted to do this on his own because he could make more money, work less, and all the things, all the reason that we decided that we want to be business owners. And so he would strike out on his own. And then shortly after that, he would realize that he needed some help from the administrative side because it's hard to send invoices and call customers when you're actually doing the technician work also. And so a lot of times the wife would get roped in, right? Because that's the next best person, right? They're like right there all the time and you trust them with your money and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, it just seems to be natural to rope the wife into it. And then before they know it, they're in business together. And so that puts a whole different dynamic in the partnership from the marriage perspective and from the business ownership perspective. And so when we started to see this trend that it wasn't just us that did this, that was our story, that was also hundreds of other business owners' stories, then we got to a point where we're like, okay, well, I kind of feel like we've figured out a lot of the dynamics between the two so that we can have a healthy marriage and run the business together at the same time. And then we got to a point where people would approach us and be like, how do you do that? Or it was the exact opposite approach of, I could never work with my wife. I could never work with my husband. There's no way. So we kind of started seeing that. We were like, well, you know, certainly there's got to be books out or people who are talking about this. This is not a new concept. And it turns out that there really wasn't.
We literally searched for months looking for a book. Because in joking and passing, people would make comments like, oh, you guys should write a book. It's like, okay, well, that's not what we do. And then that turned into, you know what? No one's done it. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
We got 5 years to spare.
Right. Oh my gosh, right. That was a way longer process than I thought it was going to be.
Did it take a lot longer than you thought?
You know, you start a project like that, which there's a statistic that says that there's a certain percentage of people who want to write a book, and then there's only a very small fraction of that who actually do, because right. It is a big project.
Yeah.
And we weren't necessarily anticipating how long it was going to take, although we were working with a writing coach, and she helped prod us forward, basically. And there was times where we both were like, oh my gosh, we do not want to work on this stinking book. And she would kind of keep pushing us. So I'd say all in all, it took probably a year.
Yeah. At first, when we started doing it, it was more like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, we, you know, jotted down some ideas and what would go in the book is kind of just evening conversation. And then once we finally got serious about it, once we hired a coach, things went fast.
Well, it was also interesting too, because like all of the stories and all of the things in the book are actually things that happened to us.
Oh, yeah.
And we spent a lot of time trying to forget a lot of that stuff when we kind of got past it. And so we basically had to relive a lot of these events that happened in our life that were significant because we had to be able to put the storytelling into it and draw out the detail and draw out the feelings. And so as we're remembering all of this and as we're writing this, we're reliving these events that we tried so hard to forget.
Relive the pain.
it's a lot better to relive it than first going through it.
That's
for sure.
Definitely true.
I thought your book had a lot of great ideas, and we don't have time to discuss the whole book, but if you had to give us just three ideas, rules, or suggestions from your book, what would those be?
I'll give my biggie. When we got started, what I was struggling with the most was boundaries, was defining lanes. I think that was, for me, the hardest thing to get. Like, I was trying to get into the accounting, and you're like, stay away from the money, but I want to know. And so I think for me, that was a biggie.
Yeah. If you were to pin down three ideas from the whole book itself, I would say know your vision, define your lanes, and set your boundaries. And I think that lanes and boundaries are actually two totally different caveats. We were fortunate in that we have different strengths and weaknesses. So where he's strong, I'm weak, and vice versa. And so that complements really well. It creates a nice synergy between us. So defining the lanes wasn't necessarily all that difficult. We were able to get that kind of sorted out early, and it was easy for us to be like, okay, you're in my lane, back up. The boundaries to me was the harder part, because the business, if you let it, will take over everything in your life. Every waking moment, even the moments that
every conversation,
every, yeah, like, you know, it will steamroll the kids. It will steamroll dinner. It will steamroll holidays and sports and all the things if you let it. And so the boundaries to me is probably the hardest one to do, but it's also the one that will allow you to have that balance so that you can have a separation between the business life and the home life.
Do you have rules around the boundaries? Like, we will never talk about work after 5 o'clock, or once we get home, there's no talk about work unless there's an emergency. Do you guys have some specific, well-defined boundaries?
When we first started exercising boundaries, yes, there were very clear lines drawn in the sand, and I'm pretty sure I drew them. But then once we created that new habit of what the boundaries actually looked like, we could read each other well enough that we knew it's okay to talk about business today, right now, at this moment, after business hours. But you can also read the, I'm not in the mood to talk about it, so let's just stare through the TV, you know? So, so yes, at first they were clearly defined, but now we know what each other's boundaries are, really, without having to say it.
Okay. So the three rules: have a vision, create lanes, make sure you stay in those lanes, and then have boundaries to separate work from personal life.
Yep, that's it.
Small promotion here. This book, for those of you that are listening, it's really good. I think many people in our industry would benefit from reading it. So if any of you guys are interested in getting the book, you can find it. First of all, it's on Amazon, right? You guys have it on Amazon and Audible, I think, right?
We do.
And you can also get it at shop.serviceroundtable.com, our online store. And by the way, I just want to say that my wife and I are not in business together, but this is just a good business book. You don't have to be working with your spouse to get great value from this book. I got to tell you, I underlined a lot of stuff. I implemented some ideas in there. It's a great book. So congratulations on it. I think you guys did a fantastic job.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate that. Also, too, we did a 9-part series podcast that's on wherever you get your podcast. Then we kind of went through each chapter and told a little bit of behind the scenes stories.
Oh, cool.
Check out as well.
So what's the name of the podcast?
It's the same as the book.
Awesome. And then I just saw that you guys joined Service Nation Alliance. Congratulations. Welcome to Service Nation Alliance. Why did you guys decide to join Service Nation Alliance?
So we've been part of Service Roundtable, even from the other business that we own, for years. This business, we have some pretty big, hairy, audacious goals of growth. And really getting the training part of it was important. The rebate part, I mean, I think honestly, it's going to end up, it'll pay for itself in just rebates.
Oh, yeah.
So as a matter of fact, we have some of our team going to one of the trainings.
Yeah. Dispatch training. Yeah.
Coming up here, we've got some techs registered for the sales. So the training and the rebates, I would say, are two big things. Plus the peer-to-peer groups are very important to me.
We're learning the hard way that, just like with parenting, you can tell your employees and your children something over and over and over again until you're blue in the face, and it does not resonate until somebody else says it. And so a lot of times with these trainings is we're in line with the trainers, and it resonates with the employees better when it comes from somebody other than us.
I mean, so I've done a lot of training over the years and a lot of coaching, as you've done as well. And yes, we have to bring outside people in, because when we do it, it's always you're the owner.
Yeah.
So actually, we've already tapped into some resources that you guys have and have started doing weekly training with the guys. And we're already starting to see a difference in that.
That is so true. I've said the same thing many times. I can say this until I'm blue in the face, but they'll start believing and implementing as soon as I bring in the expert from the outside. Well, thank you guys for doing this. I look forward to seeing you at our events in the future and hearing more about how your business is going. And thanks again for the book. It's a fabulous book, and I think you guys have made a real contribution to the industry. So thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.